This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Super reckless or super speed or whatever it is, but yes. Again,
look,
I'm getting better.
Interested, I'll be happy to give advice for $100 an hour.
But that's the thing, you got to
be happy.
But are you going to think about taking the bar exam now?
Well, you know what? I mean, like, look, I do watch all those law shows, and my buddy who is an attorney, he's like, call Saul. His name is
right.
Paul G. So
it
makes me laugh. Right. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to here on the show. He hasn't played all preseason, but in less than 10 minutes, what did he do when he played in his first games? We're going to tell you about that. But first, let's get to 4th and 1. So the Colts are naming Daniel Jones as their starting quarterback. He signed a 1-year, $14 million deal. Now, when he left the Giants, we said he was going to get another shot. But the Colts brought him in, and they said they were going to have a competition. Did this feel like a competition to you?
Well, I mean, just from what I said this the show yesterday, I got a couple of guys that sit behind us that are big Colts fans. We go to the Indy 500 almost every year. So I'm, hey, what do you hear? What do you know? And they listen to the talk radio up in Indy, read the Star, and the story was that they're kind of doing some of the tough love in their own way. You're seeing Caleb Williams get in with the Bears, and he's not responding. You know, and you know, first off, when you don't pick up a very rudimentary play, you don't see the linebacker, and you bust a pinky, that puts you, I mean, we talked about just Jalen Walker, fair or unfair, when you get injured, you're not getting the reps, you're behind the eight ball. So that didn't help the competition. And Daniel Jones, look, he had one good year with the Giants, and the rest was a middling mess, best way to describe it. But that just kind of goes maybe to the way they describe it, my buddies, they think he's still immature. They think, I mean, this should have been the wake-up call when you got Daniel Jones in, or maybe he didn't take.
No doubt. So that is news, because a lot of teams are just saying, hey, here's our guy, here's our starter, and the Colts made that decision today. Speaking of the Giants, though, Andrew Thomas has passed his physical, and the team has activated him off the PUP list. He will now return to practice, speaking of dogs. And Trey Hendrickson, Mike and I were talking about this, standing firm in a contract dispute. Look, it takes a lot of courage, Mike, not to cave in these situations because your teammates, you're seeing them every day. This is a whole den. He's there, so they don't find him every day. But, like, you're watching all this around you, and now we're about to start getting ready for the real deal. Like, the preseason is fine. Camp. But, Mike, now you're about to start getting ready, and it's hard for a guy like Trey Henderson to be sitting there knowing you led the league in sacks last year and, like, you guys don't want to make a deal. He remains steadfast, and the sticking point remains the guaranteed money.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, you've got a guy, it's that sort of, remember the movie Logan's Run? The population was controlled, you hit 30, you're done?
Yep.
It's basically the NFL version. I get it. It's hard for some. There's a lot of general managers maybe wouldn't do the deal, but you're not in a position to be making a run for the Super Bowl. You got three of the best offensive pieces in the league, and yet your defense is in a shambles without this guy. I mean, teams, let's be honest, Carl, with their schedule, and it's a beast. We just talked about it. Shamar Stewart is still a rookie. You know, you got to have Hendrickson out there. So you got to find a way to massage the numbers, you know, and if you got to restructure Burrow, like kind of like the kicking the can thing, but don't you feel it's worth it? You've already gone to a Super Bowl. Right, you didn't get the job done. You came close, but this is the window. You've got so many resources, and I never would have signed both wide receivers. That gets back to the same thing the Dolphins did with Waddle and Tariq Hill.
Yeah,
I think it's a flawed approach.
I do too. Chase, and then let T. Higgins play out, franchise tag, whatever, and then you keep it moving. I feel the same way, but that's where they are. No new movement there. No new movement, Mike, with the Micah Parsons situation either. And buddy Adam Schefter saying now that he feels like this is headed for a divorce. Everybody just felt like Jerry was, you know, grandstanding and Mike, oh, he'll pay him. He pays everybody. He's going to pay everybody. So now we feel like this thing is headed, like the Micah Parsons is going to be traded. Is that what you're telling me? That the Cowboys are ultimately going to trade him? That is what at least Adam Schefter's saying. He feels like this thing is headed towards a divorce, which means somebody has told him that Jerry is not budging.
Again, this everything I just take rewind the rewind on the Odyssey app. The same thing I just said about Mike Brown applies to Jerry Jones. Just what are you doing? This is it. You're not getting any younger. You've accumulated a bunch of talent. You know, you're going to have to just eat it on the cap. Some of these teams are going to be in the same hell that we are. Then that's the debate. Is it worth being in that situation when you got enough pieces to go make a run? Because how many years now, you blew it against the Packers, you should have fired McCarthy, you bring an uncompelling coach hire in there, you still got, at the core, a pretty darn good football team. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't either. Cowboys, I don't think, get to a Super Bowl, but I don't think they get to a Super Bowl without Micah Parsons either.
No.
That's the other part of this. You just don't take a guy like that out of the equation and feel like you're going to get better. 404-726-0929. Fourth and One's brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com as we talk about all things NFL and going around a variety of camps. Did you see what the Dolphins did today?
Named Tua Tagovailoa their starting quarterback. Was that ever in doubt?
I didn't know it was. They also signed Matthew Judon to a one-year deal.
Good luck.
Why?
What? Maybe just that feeling they're getting enough juice from what they got and they're in the rotation on edge.
They didn't do anything for us last
year. Well, five sacks is five sacks, but we were – see, this, you and I joked around about it. Remember, we were too close to it. We had such high hopes for this guy, bringing some edge. He was such a badass with the Ravens. And, you know, especially with him being ticked off about the Patriots. Remember when he came here and said, these guys don't owe me nothing. Oh, I loved it. Okay.
That's right.
He's going to play. It's going to be a contract year for Judon. Even if he doesn't stay, he's going to ball out. Maybe it was a combination of Jimmy Lake not using him. I mean, he should.
Sure.
He did have a pass breakup in coverage against the Bucs. Helped to save that game. But he was so conspicuous with those orange sleeves, you could always see when he wasn't getting the push.
Yeah, I just felt like once the season got going, despite the limited numbers, I just felt like he wasn't contributing the way that we thought. More importantly, they needed him to. And, Mike, again, the good news is they didn't hang on to that. They didn't say, well, he'll be better next year with an aging guy. But the Dolphins signed him 1 year, $6 million. So Judon gets another shot down there. And also, as we're going around the league, you know, last night you were talking about Joe Burrow. He looked pretty good, by the way. And
right.
He's played a lot of preseason.
Yeah, and as we said, I mean, I love a fighting spirit, but this is a meaningless game. Just take the sack. Do the Brady thing. Oops, I'm down.
Yep.
The guy's, I'm down.
I'm done.
I'm okay. You know, he just kept running. He's had to do it like, have you ever seen the old videos, guys, of Archie Manning with the Saints back in the 70s? That's like an Archie Manning play because Archie would get out of it.
He would.
But, yeah, that was like you kept going backwards. And it was like, man, what are you doing? Just take the sack.
Yeah.
There was one play where he got hit. I mean, there were some plays where there was some contact.
Well, for all those quarterbacks who say, hey, I want to feel like feels like to get hit again, okay, there you go.
Not getting smushed face first.
I don't want to see that.
Right.
Jaden Daniels looked good, too, by the way. Jaden Daniels looked good.
Didn't have to throw a pass. I mean, again, tell him, hey, man, these games don't mean – no, never mind. Bing, bong, bing. He's pinballing into the end zone.
He's so elusive, man. When he gets out of the pocket – by the way, we got the Commanders, guys. You know that, right? We got the Commanders the last week of September.
You see Debo on the sweep? Surprise? A sweep is a sweep. Little surprise they showed that there. But.
Oh, I know. Just giving you a little flavor. That was the game last night. We've got more preseason coming up, obviously, this weekend, and it's the last preseason game. And then we get to cuts, and we said this. Once that happens and these rosters kind of fill out, we'll see what the Falcons do. You've been talking about this all year, and I do want to bring this up as we're talking about you know, what's going on around the league. Anderson's gone, right? Anderson's gone.
Which Anderson?
Troy Anderson.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen him. I've never seen him with pads on. I saw him in civvies. I saw him wearing shorts and a T-shirt. But I haven't seen Troy Anderson do anything other than, you know, sort of individual workouts, Carl, off to the side. So, and they had him, you know, he wasn't even listed on the depth chart.
No.
For the preseason games.
It's a guy, again, high hopes for, high expectations. We were going to say, all right, let's let him get past this injury. Mm. Mike Higgins, we've now been in camp for, what, 4 weeks?
Was unable to go during the mini camp.
Yeah.
And just don't know where this is going. Look, great, good guy. It's never personal, you guys, man. It is what it is. You know, because there was a story back in July about Anderson ready to bounce back for year four. Well, And this is a contract year for him. Remember, he's a second rounder. There's none of that fifth year option stuff. So this is a guy that could be, unfortunately, just the latest in our second round misfires, which go all the way back to Thomas Dimitroff.
All right. That's a guy I got asked about. Man, I heard y'all talk about him a few weeks ago. What's the deal? There is no deal. There's no new news to report for Troy Andersen.
You got Diablo. They move in Malone into the middle linebacker position. He seems to be having some traction there.
Yeah. You know who else they're going to play there, right? Jalen Walker.
Yeah, I mean, eventually.
They're going to have to.
Because you can put him. That's where Ulbrich's thing is, you know, imagination, flexibility, you know, and playing to the strength. So they're going to use him all over the place. Right now, technically, he is still on the PUP list. That's the physically unable to perform list.
Yeah, and by the way, this is what I brought up, you know, the Giants situation. Like, Andrew Thomas, there are guys now that are coming off the PUP list because, Mike, you're about to start getting ready for week one.
If you're not off the PUP list before the season starts and you miss mandatory 4 weeks.
Yep. And that's the deal. All right, man, we'll see where that goes. Hey, when we come back, we got to talk about Michael Penix. He's not played, not started a preseason game. This show, has wanted him to. But when he did play in college, because he said, hey, it's like college. There's no preseason. You just start the games. How did he do? We're going to break it down for you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's Dukes and Bell. Before we get into Michael Penix not playing in the preseason, and that's not the discussion. The discussion is when he played in college, what did he do? But, Mike, we just got this. Jalen McMillan is going to miss time in the regular season due to a severe neck strain. We didn't mention this in 4th-and-1, but then Big O and Day-Day, our producer, were just saying he's going to miss up to 9 weeks. Is that right? So the Bucks are going to be without Jalen McMillan, who stepped in last year, guys. Chris Godwin is still not activated on the PUP list. Two big weapons missing. We may see them, and Day-Day, I have to look at the schedule. We see the Bucks much later. I think it's after week 9. Is that right? Probably, because we see them, obviously, week 1. So by the time we see them again, we don't know if these guys will be healthy or not. But, Mike, more than likely, they're going to be without both of these guys, and Jalen McMillan, their wide receiver, and Chris Godwin, as you mentioned.
Man, yeah. So Egbuka from Ohio State, big opportunity for him to kind of step in. The idea that when you have your full complement of receivers, he could be that special sauce weapon. You could run him all over the field. Carl, you could have him in the slot. You could have him wide out, as they have had in practices. So we'll see. But, yeah, Mike Evans and him is still a potent duo, at least in the short term.
Tristan Wirfs is still out, right? He's not going to be available for week 1? Okay, so that's a big deal on the O-line.
Right.
So, look, the Bucks, they're
that's
still
– stuff.
Yes, but
we laid it out. They still got a really good team. That's why they've won the division all these years in a row.
Yeah, they're going to come in ready, but I just think those are three big missing pieces right now. We'll see about Godwin. All right, Michael Penix, not starting. Nothing we can do about that. We'd love to see him. It's not going to happen. We know he's not going to play on Friday against the Cowboys. By the way, all the coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So we went back. Big shout out to Day-Day because he said, what did he do in his college games? So twice in his college career, he started, Mike, against Power 5 teams. One was Penn State in 2020, and then one was Iowa in 2021. Ironically, he struggled in both of those starts. Now, if you just think like, hey, this is college for him, he's not going to play in the preseason to get a rhythm. We've seen Burrow and Mahomes and all these other guys get a few snaps. So that means he's just going to start the season. So you go back and look, and Mike, he was in Indiana, for those who don't remember, and then obviously goes to Washington. So we went back to 2019. Week 1 against Ball State, 24-40. He's always throwing the ball around, 326, a touchdown. You look at 2020, Penn State game, 19-36, 170 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Not a great game for Michael Penix. And again, you're just talking about starting the season. So you may say, well, how good was that Indiana team, and what was the deal? Remember, DeBoer was there. He goes with DeBoer to Washington, okay? So then he gets one more year in Indiana. 2021 starts the season against Iowa. 14-31, 156 yards, no touchdowns, three interceptions. Now, understand, guys, we're just talking about this from the standpoint of if you just want to jump into it, like he said, these are the things that have happened. We're not making this up. We're not talking about Penix being bad.
Right.
We love him. I think he's going to be great for our football team. I think he's going to take the league by storm. But when you go back and look at these games, Mike, he didn't dominate every year. Now, you go from 2019 all the way up to 2022. He's at Washington week one against Kent State, 26-39, 345 yards, four touchdowns. And then 2023, week one against Boise State, 29-40, 450 yards, five touchdowns. And obviously that's a team that was loaded and went and played for it all. But Michael Penix in these games, these week one games, if you want to know, that's what it's looked like. It's been okay early in his career in Indiana. It got better at Washington because he had a better team. But if you're saying, does this translate to the NFL, Mike, I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's a guy with a tremendous touch for the deep ball. We've seen that in practice. Hell, it started a fight. This guy can put the ball in people's hands. We've seen him create, again, a small sample size for the three games he started. On the season, guys, 775 yards. He did throw for 300 yards in his final game. He put 38 points on the board. That wasn't enough because your defense, you know, was terrible against Carolina. He did enough to win the Washington game. He had a pick early on. We still have some debate about where the receiver was supposed to be in that one. Talked about that with Dave Archer a couple times. The Giants game, his first throw was a pick because Michael Penix Jr. went, whoops, you know, and batted the ball in the air in the red zone. So you could argue he should be 3-2, if it matters to you, as far as touchdowns to picks. But he looked pretty good to me. The Washington game, as we've talked about with a lot of our pro analysts, he looked like he was ready for the big spotlight of the primetime Sunday night game.
He absolutely
that,
did.
To me, was you know, a litmus test. But what we saw so far in camp, he and Drake London, that's why I know I had some guys tripping when I was comparing it to like Rice in Montana. That's what we hope it should be. That was a John Fricke moment. It's like Rice in Montana. But I mean, it's like Peyton and Harrison. But that's the kind of stuff they have. They have like this nonverbal, Carl can tell you, he hits this guy, but boom, boom, boom. In the zone defense that Tennessee ran, they carved it up. Like they it wasn't
did.
Even there.
They did.
So he's got that connection. He has a good connection, unfortunately, with a guy, Darnell Mooney, we haven't seen for
What's
a while.
Up, Darnell?
Ray's got good juice with him. He's developing a vibe with Casey Washington. And his mission is to restore people's faith in Kyle Pitts.
Yes.
So how about that?
It is. And here's the irony. Like in 23, when he was really good and the team was good at Washington, which I think this is, you can look around the weapons that Mike just named and feel similar, right? He had Roma Dunze, who's in Chicago now. All these guys went to the league. But he goes from that Boise State game where he throws for 450. In week two, Mike, they played Tulsa. He throws for 400 more yards and three more touchdowns. Week three, they played Michigan State at Washington, 27-35 for 473 and four touchdowns for Michael Penix. You talk about carving people up.
Right.
So what I'm saying, guys, is those kinds of games are not out of the realm. We're about to get back into this Matt Ryan thing where you, on any particular Sunday, Mike, he might throw for 400 yards. And it's not a big deal because he's been able to do that. He's shown you he's got that kind of ability. And that's the cool thing when you look back at these games and you go, well, what's his game line look like? Even in 2022, God was really damn good. But it's one of those things where you go, how do you start? I can't look at a game in 2019 and say he was not great against Ball State or didn't play well against Penn State.
He's further down the road now.
Correct.
He's an adult.
Correct.
You know?
And that it's going to mean anything. But if you want to know, this is what we're here for. We're giving you the numbers.
I mean, they let him throw it 27 times against the Giants for only 202 yards. He was 66.7 completion. He had to throw it more in the comeback against the Commanders. He threw for 54%. So his completion percentage in just the three games last year was at 58.1, which is below the league average.
It is.
But that's also, I mean, there's going to be rookie struggles. But then again, he also hit on some nice long plays. He had a 31-yard play against the Commanders. He had a 42-yard play. I mean, that's the explosive play which we've been dying for. What does a casual fan want? Throw the ball. Well, Penix Jr. can do that, and he can deliver a dime right on the spot.
By the way, a guy said, Duke Marcus said, you didn't mention the Texas game in the Sugar Bowl. 76% completion rate, 430 yards, two touchdowns against Texas as they won that game in the Sugar Bowl. Look.
And then in the national championship game, his running back, they only had one really good
running back. That's right.
Who was just busted. And they went after Penix. And, I mean, like any team, you can try to take some of the things he was doing away. And in Kalen DeBoer's offense, they didn't have a counterpunch.
No, not at all. And that was a really good game. 37-31, but Penix balled out.
Right. It wasn't like it was a blowout. It was a great game. You're right.
It really was. All right, 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. Point is, does this concern you when you talk about whether he played or has not played in the preseason? And like we said, we won't know. But Mike, if he goes out and throws three touchdowns against Tampa in week one, we're going to be ecstatic. We're going to be like, this is awesome.
Yeah, man. There will be interceptions because he's going to be throwing it. But how does Zach Robinson, you know, play to his strengths? I mean, we talked about all the things you saw at camp, all the things he's been doing against the Titans. You don't get to see him in preseason. It is what it is. But how does he get pits? See, that's what I want to see. Is there not like you're going to jack up your playbook and you know, turn things up on its ear just to get, you know, Pitts involved, but can Zach Robinson and Penix and Pitts all get on the freaking same page this year? You know, whether he stays here or not, whether they find room for him,
we need production
cap space wise, whether he balls out.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be a hell of an offense if Pitts lives up to what he was supposed to be as a fourth overall pick.
Do you, while we're talking about this real quick, and by the way, we'll find out what's going on with Day Day also here in the next 10 minutes or so. We'll get to the dog report, tell you the latest on Nate Frazier. And what Kirby is saying, because he spoke today to the media and he talked about the expectations for his quarterback. Stay tuned for that. It's on the way. Do you think they've been, I don't want to say hiding Pitts, but Mike, he's been out there. And I've said this, guys, he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's looser than we've ever seen him. I think that's a function, again, of the Penix giving him confidence. But I don't know if they've shown us a whole lot. That's what I'm getting to. Somebody said, Dukes, I was at practice and I saw Penix or Pitts running these routes. And he said, you know, it was nothing special. It was just running. It was normal stuff. And I feel the same way. I feel like, you know, we see these practices, and guys, they come back in the afternoon. It's not two-a-days, but there's work that's done. I mean, they're up there, especially during camp. And, Mike, maybe we're going to see, like, week one, a different look or two that we haven't seen that answers that question you're talking about.
Right. There was a play, I think it was Michael Penix Jr., is the scrimmage against the Titans. They put some pressure on him. He rolls out, rolling to his left. And it looked like, to me, from where we were sitting, an adjustment by Pitts on the route. That's some cool stuff. That's the next level stuff. The pros, Randy Mack talks about it, things you got to do to help the quarterback out. And that was a big play. It was a big gain, like 25 yards. Hopefully there's more of that. But we went back and we looked at, when he was an assistant with the Rams, not the OC, with Tyler Higbee, the tight end was just kind of another piece. He wasn't, you know, he's not the athletic piece we think Pitts is. And we're not going to debate Pitts' injuries and the bad quarterback play that he had to deal with for much of his career here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But he should be a bigger piece in this offense. In my mind, when you have a quarterback going out of his way to say, hey, we're getting the ball to Pitts, and he's pumping him up, I think that means we're going to see something. I'm more interested to get off of Pitts for a second.
Yeah.
I want to see Bijan out wide.
Out wide.
And we have seen a little bit of that. Now, that's when the cameras can't be running. You don't get to see it, you know, from the AJC or anybody else. But that's the thing. You know, Bijan out there, along with, you know, Mooney when he's healthy,
a bunch
formation, get some rub routes, mismatches. I love that idea.
Well, and Mike, here's the crazy thing, and it doesn't matter now because he's not here, but that's what Arthur Smith wanted to do. He didn't have the quarterback to do it.
Correct.
That's what he wanted to do.
That'd be a pick six going the other way.
Correct, but hopefully we do now. All right, man, coming up, we'll find out what's going on with Day Day. By the way, Matthew Stafford, apparently, according to Sean McVay, had another good day. We're keeping an eye on this because this back thing – and where they may go. They've got Garoppolo. They've got Stetson Bennett. The reason why, guys, is if things go strange there, are they willing to make a deal?
Right.
And that's why we're keeping an eye on this Matthew Stafford situation. But Sean McVay today said he had a good day. All right, we're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Coming up, what Kirby say about his quarterback. And also, he rehashes the Notre Dame game. And, Mike, we've talked a lot about this.
You and I have rehashed that Notre Dame game a lot.
Yeah, look, coaching? Coaching?
Well, an aggressive stance before halftime came back to just blow up in your face. You asked the quarterback in a really tough situation to try to make plays with less than a minute on the clock. Mm. You got a turnover, so you flipped the field. They scored. And then, of course, your special teams let you down to start the half. That's a ball game. So I didn't like it. I didn't like the way Notre Dame was living in the backfield.
You just wanted him to take a knee.
I just thought Notre Dame was – look, Georgia matched Notre Dame's physicality on defense, say, for one series.
Right.
It wasn't like it was – you know, Notre Dame was like looking like the 49ers or something out there. It's just – they just smack you in the face, and it became – it just seemed like it was so out of character for Kirby and Bobo to be aggressive there, knowing how they've done things over the years.
All right.
Run the damn ball.
That's right. Yeah, get back to it. Gunnar Stockton's mustache, also a topic of conversation. We'll get to all of that coming up here at 4 o'clock. Day-Day, what's going on, man?
Well, man, first off, I want to say that I've been mulling these controversial tweet titles today, so I just want to make sure you guys are cool with these before I hit send.
It's always going to blow back. You know, you put this stuff there in the mix, and then we get splattered by it. Carl.
Yeah, so look.
Mike Bell hates the
right.
Falcons.
I was going to say, number one, Dukes and Bell. Spencer Strider is washed.
See, there you go.
Number two.
I like it.
Dukes and Bell. Troy Anderson hasn't been seen. He's been traded.
Well, that wouldn't be factually accurate. You can't say that.
Okay.
Dukes and Bell. Put Troy Anderson on a milk carton.
Yeah, missing it. Right?
Dukes and Bell call movers for Troy Anderson. Get out of town.
All right, just kidding. All right, here we go. So, Rob Manfred says geographic realignment is on the table for MLB, to which reportedly is already getting some pushback. However, there are some folks like Yankees play-by-play Michael Kay. He believes if it's done properly, it could be positive for baseball, especially in instances where you take away interleague play and put teams in the same division. So your Yankees, Mets, your Dodgers, Angels, your Cubs, White Sox. What do you guys think? Is this something you could see kind of working out?
Well, I mean, so what does that mean? Braves fans get fired up to see the Marlins and the Rays and an expansion team in Nashville and Charlotte? I mean,
yeah, because for us, regionally.
I mean, the Nats, Rays, Marlins?
Yeah.
Yuck. I mean, Phillies in New York, plus not to mention with the ticket prices going up, at least you can sell some of them.
That's true.
That they let you and recoup. I don't like that at all. I think I did think it made perfect sense to realign the NFL. No reason the Falcons should have been in the Western Division.
Right.
Same thing for baseball. I think it's fine the way it is now. Yeah. I don't need, Carl, you want more tweaking?
No, but the reality is, and here's where Rob Manfred kind of said everything he really needed to hear. Once the situation with the A's stadium gets completed, and it is, it's on its way now, and the Rays situation gets completed, he's setting us up for what's going to happen, which is two cities are going to get an expansion team. Mm-hmm. Where that's going to be, Mike, you know, look, people have talked about Salt Lake City. People have talked, because again, you're talking about the West, and then people have talked about you're going to do one in the West, one in the East, right? And then you're going to change these divisions. Nashville or Raleigh is what they're saying, potentially. These are the cities that we've heard. I'm with Mike on this. Atlanta, Tampa, Miami, Nashville, like that would be a new division. Guys, I'm a traditionalist when it comes to this. I love playing the Mets.
Right.
love having the Phillies in our division, Mike. And there's something to say, Washington, that's fine. The new realignment, if it was to look like that, I would be totally against, and I don't like it. And plus, I don't think it benefits the Braves. I just don't.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday, and I was like, really? I mean, you're doing some good things with the sport. Eventually, we're going to get these fat-headed umpires out of the game. Mm-hmm. At some point, we'll go to robots. Bing, strike. You know, but the way they sped up the game, Manfred, I was a little dubious about that. That's worked. I hated the DH for universal DH. It works. Hell, the Braves won a World Series with it. It's all good. But this to me is a bridge too far for baseball. I wouldn't mess with it.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing for me is, to your point, the rivalries. Not just the Braves, but just all those traditional rivalries.
This is what happened in college football.
Yeah.
Right? We're seeing it. The SEC, thank God, is still viable. But Texas knew it couldn't come without Oklahoma because you got to retain that for what it's been. right? I mean, this is part of the thing that we're losing in college football. Mike, here's the other thing. Manfred said that, in his words, MLB is thriving. It's bringing in $12 billion
right.
a year. So he's like, look, the expansion is not the issue. It's just picking the right cities mm-hmm. in which we're going to be in. And if we do, once we do that, then we got to realign.
I mean, Charlotte is, they want it. To me, that's again, you know how I feel. It's Birmingham with tall buildings. Mm-hmm. But they may get it. I think Nashville, to me, is a place. It's on the come.
Yeah.
Bunker doesn't like what we say.
It is.
But I would think, but I would imagine Braves management would be going bananas with baseball to fight that tooth and nail.
Yeah.
To have a place so regionally close, less, you know, just over a 3-hour drive that would pull regional fans from the Southeast.
National League realignment in the West. San Francisco, LA, Dodgers, San Diego, Arizona. Totally makes sense. Then you look at what the NL East would be. Philly, New York, Mets,
mm-hmm.
Washington, Pittsburgh. Then you go the South, which would be Atlanta, Tampa, Miami, and then whatever city they're going to choose.
Right.
And then you look at the North. And the North would be Milwaukee, Chicago, obviously Cubs, St. Louis, and Cincinnati. All those regions make sense. I just don't like the teams that we'd be associated with.
Right. I mean, Jim Bowden, the former general manager, who's an MLB insider, says Braves, Marlins, Nashville expansion, and Rays. No thanks. Now, Nashville, don't get me wrong. What Braves fan would want to go to Nashville?
Sure.
Problem is, Braves attendance would drop because people from Tennessee wouldn't be coming to watch Braves games. And you wouldn't need to have all those state troopers going, Steve Reich!
Yeah.
When they tell you to buckle up or not speed. Because all those people would then be going to watch the game up there. Yeah. So we'll see.
All right. Yesterday, talked about Hugh Freeze when we were talking about any given Saturday and if his job's on the line, all that kind
you
of stuff.
You need right? length and girth
he's not lying.
In this league.
Red on.
He's not lying.
That's so creepy.
I know, right?
You need legs and girth.
Mike, they slowed his voice down. Come on.
You want more length and girth.
You got to finish them french fried potatoes. Mm-hmm.
So length matters there, and it certainly matters up front.
He's
some,
right.
Some people use a shotgun. I use a sling blade. Mm-hmm. Well, I reckon I got no reason to kill you.
You need length and girth in this league.
It's the beginning of the...
It is.
You need length and girth
it is. Leave the
in this
boy
league.
Out of it.
He said up front, he's not lying about that. Go ahead.
All right, so reportedly on his weekly radio show, he stated that Auburn would use three quarterbacks in their season opener
Baylor. I'll do best sling blade all show if you want, man.
But it is good that you have some that have some girth to them. But there's no doubt you need length and girth.
Some people call it a Kaiser blade. I call it a sling blade.
But it is good that you have some that have some girth to them.
He's big on this, isn't he?
Huh? All right. So Jackson wow. Arnold, transfer Ashton Daniels, and true freshman Deuce Knight may all see time on August 30th. And I don't know. It just seems like Freeze may not get off on the right foot in regards to the pressure he's going to be under if things don't go well for Auburn this season, if that's his approach to the start of the season. What do you guys think?
Multiple quarterbacks?
Three. It's two is one thing.
That
noise.
Three? Yeah, because that means when you got three or two, you ain't got one.
You ain't got any.
No, I just don't know. Where is that for real? The thing for Freeze, we talked about this yesterday. It is about the recruiting class for 26, right? Is that the saving grace for him for Auburn?
Well, yeah, but
what's this year supposed to
but
be?
But here's the deal,
what,
Mike.
Is he playing golf and he was losing recruits though or something
right.
with that last
allegedly.
The next recruiting class?
I mean, give the guy a break. Everybody deserves a round every now and then. But here's the deal. Mike, you're going to go through September 20th through October 11th, Oklahoma, at right. Texas A&M, and Georgia. You could be in the midst of your – right there, those are three L's you're potentially looking at. Like, that's the meat of the schedule. And then, you know, you finish obviously with Alabama, who I think is going to be really good this year. You just can't say I'm going to be okay this year and we'll worry about the recruiting class next year. He's got to win some of these big games.
Well, that's like the old days of Spurrier. Remember Spurrier with like Noah Brindise
yes.
and Jesse Palmer? Remember all that? I want to make sure I've got it right. Jug Johnson, former Falcon. It got to the point
all
like
these quarterbacks.
I mean, Terry Dean, Danny Werfel. I mean, all those guys. I knew Terry Dean's dad down in Naples. They weren't happy. Never saw him. Spurrier got wind of that. Never saw him no more. Point I'm getting to is, did that stuff – Yeah, it doesn't. Now, you can bring Tebow in when you got Chris Leak in short yardage,
yeah,
but you can't be pulling that stuff. That was Urban Meyer.
It was.
I don't buy that for a minute with Freeze.
He says, okay, so the August, well, I guess it's Friday, right? It's August 29th at Baylor. Is that the first game?
That's
the first
game? I think it's the 30th okay. for them, that Saturday.
Okay, so he's saying they're all going to see action, but he's not saying that this is how he's going to operate through the rest of the season. So maybe one of these guys wins the job against Baylor, guys. He's got this true freshman, Mike Deuce Knight,
right,
who's supposed to be nice. If he's nice, let him start.
Well, is it Jackson Arnold or Deuce Knight?
Probably Jackson Arnold. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's Ashton Daniels.
By the way, they are going to honor Cam Newton when Georgia rolls in. We talked about that yesterday. So when you're at Jordan Hare, Cam, he will get his due, his day in the sun.
I don't know, man.
No longer egregious.
Egregious.
It is. It is.
I just think, again, with someone whose job is really on the line with this season,
you're going to throw that out to your fan base? Because your fan base is going bold blank.
Yeah, but what he's trying to tell us, Auburn fans, War Eagle, is nobody's won the job.
But your job is to have a quarterback that is clearly. Now, again,
that's what he's telling us.
If you got two great quarterbacks, and that could be the case, maybe Auburn fans are okay there, but you have a guy who hasn't asserted himself, like along the lines of Ty Simpson and Jalen Milroe a couple years ago for Alabama.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to play out. There's no way he can do this rotation thing. You might be able to do it against Ball State and South Alabama. Once you get to Oklahoma on the road on September 20th,
you better have a decision. Yeah.
Yeah, you better know.
All right, last one.
You want more links and girth.
Nick Saban finally addressed Greg McElroy's coming out of retirement comments.
You know, I don't know where that came from. You know, Greg McElroy played quarterback for us, and if he'd have done something like that when he was a player, he'd have got his ass kicked.
So, Nick Saban basically said his former quarterback is full of it. I love it. I just thought it was great.
Well, we talked to Cole Kublik, his partner, on WJOX in Birmingham. He's like, that's what my boy does. Like my boy Carl Duke stirring up the pot.
He didn't, you know what? And Greg was sitting just a table or so down from us when we were talking to his buddy, Cole. But I'll say this. It got a lot of people thinking about this. Mm-hmm. We just were waiting for Nick Saban to say exactly what he said. And Mike and I said this. There's nothing to come out of retirement for. He doesn't want to be in the NFL, guys. I said this. He loves the beach house and the family. And Mike, to be an analyst now, he's having a good time. But he addressed it. I thought it was hilarious. You're right, Day-Day. And by the way, the problem with this, and I said this to Cole when we interviewed him. You guys remember? I said, when you are a former quarterback who played under Nick Saban and you say this, people run with it.
Yep.
That was the problem. This wasn't some kook in his basement. This was a guy who allegedly has got a connection to Saban, and you would think that he might have had a phone call and said, oh, yeah, coach, you're going to come back. Yeah. And he had people believing like that was the deal.
Yeah, man. And look, I think it was on the wall. The writing was on the wall. Like, the era of college football today, Nick Saban has no desire to be a part of this era of football when it comes down to NIL and transfer portal.
Let me ask you this then. Mm-hmm. Kirby wins less national championships, but would you consider him to be a better coach considering the situation now with college football?
You really think I'm going to?
That's it. All right. Well,
Saban got out before, you know, basically not ahead of the posse, but Nick Saban, you know, forewarned where this was going, and some felt that's why he left.
Right.
You know, because it is just so much more harder, and unless you're going to back up the Brinks truck.
If he can win two more,
I'll
say yes.
I agree with you. I was going to say
two
more. He can win two more.
Because here's the deal. I think Kirby's four were more difficult than the six that Saban got under the old system that we existed
under. There were 15 teams that could win a championship and Nick Saban was in his prime. Now under the current system, there's at least 12 locked in with the playoff system, maybe as many as 15 to 25 thanks to the cash element with NIL and the transfer portal.
Yeah, but the biggest thing is you can't stack your roster like Saban.
Right, you don't have the depth, so you're one injury away from not being able to get back to the championship.
And that means you've got to coach guys up.
Yeah, and you're not guaranteed that anybody that's on your roster now is going to be on your roster the next year.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah.
The turnover is insane. You're right. All those things conspire against you.
Alabama fans. Alabama! I know you're saying, oh, here you go again. If Kirby wins two more, he's got to be considered greater than Saban because the circumstances are harder.
Definitely agree.
Thank you, Diddy.
All right, that's what I got. That's what's on my mind on a Tuesday.
I'm glad it was in length or girth.
I reckon Carl's got a good point.
You need length and girth in this league.
I guess I ain't going to kill you, Carl. You got any biscuits for sale in there?
Both sides.
Carl, you're always so deep in thought. What are you wondering right now?
I wonder if I should take hold them French fried potatoes.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen that movie in a while.
I know. Both sides. Been a minute. It's been a minute.
And by the way, tell our listeners, because
again,
people...
that's Billy Bob Thornton.
That's right.
In Sling Blade, which I believe he wrote and starred in, and I believe directed, but a great movie. And if you hadn't seen it, go check it out. Add that to your Cinema Verite from Dukes and Bell.
You can find it. Hey, Kirby talking about Gunnar Stockton and what he called a nightmare. You'll hear it coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.